The European Commission has not contributed in the past 2 years in making Romania more stable. They unfortunately sided with one of the sides in this political infighting, and this has not made things better. You know, I am a person who is expert in measuring corruption, and I can tell you that corruption in Romania has gone considerably down compared to 20 years ago, when people like me had to do near suicidal things, let ourselves be dragged to court and fight corruption in quite a number of more dangerous ways. Today, Romania has reached reasonable levels of corruption. It's far from zero corruption, but then, you know, it's a former communist country, so what do you want? And the real danger for rule of law is put for the fact that Romania developed so strong anti-corruption instruments in order to please Brussels that they are politically used. So we arrived in a situation in which actually there is very big temptation for politicians, and in particular for secret services, which have become stronger than any parties here. Parties have been weakened by anti-corruption, fundamentally weakened. And who is now the ruling of the game is the secret services, which are controlled by the president.